I don't know what I'm doing.
Chasing Amy.
What? What did you say?
You're chasing Amy.
What do you look so shocked for, man? Fat bastard does this all the time. He thinks just because he don't say anything, it'll have some huge impact when he does open his fucking
mouth.
Jesus
Christ, why don't you shut up? I was yapping all the time. Give me a fucking headache.
I went through something like what you're talking about. A couple of years ago, this chick named Amy.
When?
A couple of years ago.
Did she live in Canada or something? Why don't I remember this?
Bitch, what you don't know about me, I just about squeezed into the Grand fucking Canyon. Did you know I always wanted to be a dancer in Vegas? Huh? But you didn't even know that shit, did you?
Just tell your fucking story so we can get out of here and smoke this.
So there's me and Amy. And we're all inseparable, right? Just big time in love. And then 4 months down the road, the idiot gear kicks in. And I ask about the ex-boyfriend, which, as we all know, is a really dumb move. But you know how it is. You don't want to know, but you just have to know, right? Stupid guy bullshit. So anyway, she starts telling me about him. How they fell in love and how they went out for a couple years and how they live together. Her mother likes me better, blah, 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 blah. And I'm okay. But then she drops the bomb on me. And the bomb is this. It seems that a couple of times while they were going out, he brought some people to bed with him. Ménage à trois, I believe it's called. Now, this just blows my mind, right? I mean, I am not used to this sort of thing. I mean, I was raised Catholic, for God's sakes.
Saint shithead.
Do something. So I'm totally weirded out by this, right? And I just start blasting her. Like, I don't know how to deal with what I'm feeling, so I figure the best way is by calling her slut, right? And tell her she was used. I'm out for blood. I really want to hurt this girl. I'm like, what the fuck is your problem, right? And she's just all calmly trying to tell me, like, it was that time, and it was that place, and she doesn't think she should apologize because she doesn't feel that she's done anything wrong. I'm like, oh, really? That's when I look her straight in the eye, I tell her it's over. I walk.
Fucking A.
No, idiot. It was a mistake. I wasn't disgusted with her. I was afraid. You know, at that moment, I felt small. Like I'd lacked experience. Like I'd never be on her level. Like I'd never be enough for her or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But what I did not get, she didn't care. She wasn't looking for that guy anymore. She was looking for me, for the Bob. But by the time I figured this all out, it's too late, man. She moved on. And all I had to show for it was some foolish pride, which then gave way to regret. She was a girl. I know that now. But I pushed her away. So I spent every day since then chasing Amy. So to speak.